This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I want to start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, the words on the screen, if you're watching on our stream or on television, say it all. No collusion. Now what? And that's going to be the big question. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Welcome into Saturday. It's a breaking news night. All day long today, there was speculation that Mr. William Barr, the Attorney General, was going to release what was called commonly the top-line conclusions of the Mueller report. And as of yet, those have not been released. The top-line conclusions would be basically a summary of the explanations that the Mueller report is required to reveal. So welcome to Saturday night. Kevin McCullough is my name. Glad to have you with us. And I've cleared the deck tonight. We may hear from a journalist by the name of Michael Tracy, who's done a lot of writing on the Russia issue. I reached out to all of the major Trump-Russia reporters, at least the ones that I trust, and I have Saturday's a tough night for people that work all week, but Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal will probably be on my show on Monday. Byron York from the Washington Examiner will likely be on my show this week, and Molly Hemingway has a book deadline Monday morning, and so all three of them expressed regrets that they couldn't be here. But I was reading this kid, Michael Tracy, who has done a good deal of reporting, and he's a kind of an independent freelance journalist, but I like the understanding he's had of the facts from the beginning, which is an objective one, and that's why I wanted to have one of those people join us tonight, because what I want to do is I really want to dig into some of the layered questions that come out of the fact that the Mueller report has been delivered. And I want your reaction to it. 888-340-3373. My phone line is open and already available. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. So here's how it all goes down. Very late in the day yesterday. Well, I guess mid-afternoon. Not that late in the day. The report is turned in. And one of the things that is interesting about the findings, and they we know very little of what the details of the report are. The process is like this: when a special counsel is impaneled, when they conclude, they have but one responsibility, and that is to turn in a finding, turn in a summary of their findings to the Department of Justice, preferably that's the Attorney General who runs the Department of Justice. That is what Robert Mueller did yesterday. Now remember, this is 2.5 years going on that the special counsel was empowered. Before that, you had almost another year and a half of the FBI and the Lisa Page and Peter Strzok mess and the Andy McCabe and Jim Comey and all these guys, working behind the scenes, getting fake FISA applications to go to the FISA court to have permission to surveil the campaign of Donald Trump run basically a wiretap on the Donald Trump campaign. And they got that. They got it renewed several times that they were allowed to watch and eavesdrop and listen and do all this stuff. And that was all built on basically a lie that now it appears this report vindicates. That this report, whatever it is going to say, what it does not do in any way that appears to be an indictment or an arrest or a conviction is implicate anyone from the Trump team in further wrongdoing. And since there has been no wrongdoing alleged by any American, according to the special counsel, that participated in something called collusion, then what we can deduce from the facts on the table as they now sit are that there will be no charge of collusion or conspiracy to commit fraud on the American people in the election of 2016. So you have zero. Yeah, it's exactly what the president said from the beginning. There was no collusion. There was no conspiracy. This was a witch hunt. That was what it appeared to be at many stops along the way. But now, at least on the finding of what the special counsel said yesterday in his statement where he said in the and NBC reported in like the 11th paragraph of the story that they wrote in covering the release of the document. So there's no collusion. None. None. That not even by the people that have already had done plea bargains and Roger Stone, who's yet to go to trial, and not even in any of those instances. No collusion. Now, that did not stop Beto O'Rourke from today going to a campaign stop. I believe it was in Iowa. Let me look it up real quick. But I believe Beto O'Rourke, who is one of the premier candidates for the Democratic nomination in South Carolina. So he wasn't in Iowa, he was in South Carolina today. And this is the direct quote. You have a president who, in my opinion, beyond a shadow of a doubt, sought to collude with the Russian government, a foreign power, to undermine and influence our elections. Friends, that is whole cloth fiction on behalf of Beto O'Rourke. Whole cloth fiction. The Mueller report has been turned in. None of the people that have been indicted to date, which include Manafort and Papadopoulos and Flynn, and who am I leaving out? Stone has just recently, but there's one other one in there that I'm leaving out. But none of those people were indicted for collusion. None of them were indicted on the charge that they conspired to fraudulently rip off the American people for an election. The Mueller report seems to say that. So how do you respond to this tonight, America? This is all we're going to discuss tonight. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Because the Mueller report, and I don't know about you, but I had friends over the last, when I say friends, I mean, you know, people I work with, people I associate with, etc. In the way of life, okay, people that just crossed my path, that were for the entirety of the time when I would say, you know, it doesn't look like there's any collusion here, and they'd say, oh well, you know. What are you basing that on? Well, it said the House of Representatives conducted an investigation, one of nine. It showed that there was no collusion with Russia. Oh, well, you know, that's the House committee investigation. What about the two other House committee investigations? What about the Senate committee investigation? Well, they all one by one came to the same conclusion. There was no collusion. And then the only thing I heard from that point on for like the last 2 years was, well, the only report that matters is Robert Mueller's. And then when there was some wild imaginations from people that Trump was going to try to shut down the special counsel, they'd be like, oh, no, we've got to pass laws to make sure that he doesn't shut down the special counsel. We've got to. And those same Democrats in Congress, they started trying to make people believe that the president was actually trying to shut it down. Now, here's the thing. One of the conclusions that Mr. Mueller also has been able to prove since he turned in his report yesterday is that he was not interfered with or inhibited from completing his mission. In no way did the White House do anything except cooperate with the Bob Mueller investigation. So my question to you tonight, America, is this. If the Democrats come out and they continue to do this, what Beto O'Rourke said in South Carolina today, without a shadow of a doubt, he colluded with the Russians to defraud the American people and to rig the election. That was his charge. And so in light of the fact that they said that the Mueller report is going to be authoritative, that the Mueller report is going to show us what we really need to know, and now they're already saying, well, we may open up our own investigations. How do you feel about that? I want to know how you, listening at home, watching at home, watching online, watching on TV, I want to know what you think of where we sit right now and what the next steps are. Now, just the immediate next steps are Mr. Barr will likely circulate a report to congressional leaders tomorrow showing his findings of the of what the lengthy Mueller report shows. And that's one of his he's got like four options. He could say nothing legally. He could do just an oral report to the president and be done. He could completely declassify the whole thing and let him take a look at it, or he could do some sort of combination in between. 888-340-3373. What do you want him to do? We'll talk about it now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of all the boys.
So glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. When the report got delivered yesterday, it's Kevin McCullough, by the way. We're talking about the Mueller report. We're talking about what we know of the Mueller report at this moment. And we're watching the feed from Washington. If Mr. Barr does decide to reveal his top line conclusions of the Mueller statement, the Mueller report, we will try to bring that to you, or at least get you up to speed on what he says about them. But so we're starting this conversation tonight with what we know at this very moment, which is that the report has said a few things. One, when they turned it in yesterday, there was an announcement by the special counsel's office that there would be no more indictments in this case. Not just announced indictments, but also no more sealed indictments. In other words, things that they had kept on the down low, very quiet, very sealed, for the case of, you know, not wanting the people to know that they were under investigation, whatever. They made it perfectly clear there is zero indictment. There are zero indictments yet to come from the special counsel's office, as they have concluded their work. They don't even have an office anymore. They're done. They turned it in. They went home. That's how final this is. Secondly, this idea that that there, because there are no more indictments coming, and because there is currently no one that has been charged with collusion or conspiracy. It's actually, conspiracy is actually the criminal's standard. But no one was charged with conspiracy, and because there are no more indictments coming, that means that there's nobody that could be. That means that all of the president's family that people had speculated about, former CIA director Brennan was on with Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC just a couple of days ago, and he said, "Look, I guarantee it, we're going to come down the line, and he's going to lay over these indictments, and you're going to get all the family members indicted in the last swath, because that's when you do it so that they don't have a chance to defend it or give them executive privilege." John Brennan was saying that to MSNBC. That is not going to happen. That affirmatively is not going to happen. So 888-340-3373. I want to know where, as you sit and hear this tonight, America, I want to know your thoughts and your reactions to it. The Democrats have responded in kind of an interesting dual kind of approach. About half of them, including several of the candidates for president, Kamala Harris being one of them, about half of them have run out to microphones and said, "We want the full report made completely transparent. We want to have full access to the full Mueller report." Do you believe that that's what we need as the American public, to be fully informed of what's going on? Do you want to see the full report declassified? Ironically, the president asked for the same thing last week. He said, that shouldn't really be a problem. We'll probably just make the whole thing public. We'll just probably disclose all of it. But that's not good enough. There were groups already filing Freedom of Information Acts against the president and against the administration, claiming that they were going to try to hold up this report and not let people see it. 888-340-3373. So that's one group of Democrats that are in that fold. Then the other group of Democrats have already begun to ignore the report. So one group says, "Well, we've got to have it completely, complete transparency. We've got to have it declassified. We want it made public now." And they're not going to make the whole thing public, because there are some national security names and methods and stuff like that that are involved in there. You can't make all that public, but everything that you can should be. is what the president said, and that's what most of the Democrat candidates for president are saying. Now, then you've got this other group of Democrats that are saying, well, it doesn't matter what the report says. Forget the report. That's a stupid report. That report's got a ninny brain, dumb report. And now they're turning their ideas into, well, what's the Southern District of New York, who is now looking at the Trump organization's finances? They're saying, well, there may be other investigations that the congressional committees launch, you know, because the congressional committees just wrapped up investigations in December into all of this, and now they're reopening all of them again. In fact, the Foreign Affairs Committee did away with their subcommittee on terrorism so that they could do a subcommittee on Trump investigation. I kid you not. Our Foreign Affairs Committee in the House of Representatives, the people that represent you and me, actually disbanded a subcommittee on terrorism in the Foreign Affairs Office so they could open up another investigation on Donald Trump. Now, thus far, we have had the Senate committees and the House committees. I think between the two sides of Congress, there's been at least five committees that have investigated the accusations of collusion. We've had the FBI and the DOJ. That investigation then got turned into the special counsel investigation. But by my count, we've had at minimum 8 to 10 investigations, and that's not counting the number of press outlets that have investigated it to the best of their ability. So now that the Mueller report has been turned in, America, 888-340-3373, are you ready for more investigations? Are you ready for your congressional representatives in the Congress to go back to Washington, D.C. and to call Bob Mueller in to testify and to call all the people that they subpoenaed a week ago, all those 81 people, have them all come and testify? Does this mean anything to real people? It might if you've been watching MSNBC for the last however long. Because for the last 2 years, MSNBC has not had one single defender of the president on to counter the charges of the people that they've had on to say that he had colluded. And guess what? MSNBC viewers had deep, dark depression all day today. Rachel Maddow cried on her show last night on MSNBC. She had tears in her eyes. That it looks like the president was telling the truth the whole time. 888-340-3373. This impacts us as a culture, friends. There's no doubt about this. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Sharon is listening tonight on AM 970, The Answer, in Louisville, Kentucky. Hello, Sharon. Welcome.
Hi, Kevin. How are you? I tell you, you just fired me up more with that little speech you just gave. All the committees that have investigated this, my hair is on fire. I am so sick of this. $33 million Mueller spent and found nothing for 22 months. When are people going to rise up and say enough of our tax money? And now Nadler wants to investigate everything under the sun. This has got to stop. Adam Schiff, the Schiff who lies through his teeth on TV every time he's on there. I am infuriated to the nth degree. I'm so tired of it.
Well, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I think that you represent some of the feelings of a lot of people tonight, and that's why I want to have the conversation tonight. Thanks for getting it started. 888-340-3373. By the way, if you disagree with me, I put you right to the front of the line. So, and I think that it's a good thing that the report's been turned in, and I think it's a good thing that we're at the end of this because we've got actual problems to go solve. We've got jobs to create, wages to grow, education problems to take care of. We need to help heal our inner cities. We need to get people off the opioid addictions. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be done, and we need to be about doing it. I'm Kevin McCullough. You stay with us. Lots more ahead. And
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a chance Attorney General William Barr could release the conclusions of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report as early as Sunday. A senior Justice Department official says Mueller is not recommending any further indictments. Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz tells Fox News a lot of people in the media have egg on their face.
Some in the media should be looking at themselves in the mirror and say, we owe the American public an apology. There is no obstruction of justice. There is no unlawful collusion here. There is no treason. There is no impeachable offense. So fess up, folks. Admit you were wrong.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is apologizing after he was charged with two misdemeanor counts of soliciting prostitution last month. Kraft issued a statement that says he knows he hurt and disappointed his family, close friends, coworkers, and fans who rightfully hold him to a higher standard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. It's just you and me tonight. We're taking phone calls all the way through. We don't even have a ladies' lounge guest scheduled for tonight because I wanted to make sure that we could hear from America. 888-340-3373. There was speculation all day today that the Attorney General would release what he was calling a top-tier level of conclusions. This would basically be like the bullet points of Mueller's report in advance of him deciding to release what he releases to the Congress and to the American people and to the president. That's the next step. Once the Attorney General has the report, he goes through it and decides how the information in it should be revealed. And there may not be a ton of information in there. Bob Mueller's only obligation is to explain why he did or didn't take action with certain people that are identified as necessary to the investigation. And if he said, there was no evidence, that's probably as much as he's going to put on some of the people that were there. Now, I have an interesting question, because on Twitter today, I was watching reaction to all of this, and as you can imagine, the ones that are supporting the Democratic candidates for president, they were very much leaning kind of one direction of how things should go, and ones that support the president were kind of leaning in another direction. But I started to see this debate pop up, because CNN and MSNBC both obviously went full bore Russia for most of the last 2 years. In fact, they ignored other very significant stories simply because they didn't want to take time away from their reporting on the Russian investigation in order to be able to do that. There was a tape of John Brennan just last week on the Lawrence O'Donnell show saying that he was confident, 100% confident, that members of Trump's family and maybe even the president himself were going to be indicted in the final swath of indictments as the report was being handed in. We know that's not going to happen because the special counsel said yesterday that there are no more indictments coming. There's no sealed indictments. There's no public indictments. That means no one else is getting arrested from the special counsel's investigation. And for the last 2.5 years, this is all that the Democrats have said. You know, well, we got to wait for the Mueller report. The Mueller report's going to be the only report that matters. That's the only report that makes any difference. And when Mueller comes in, that's what we're going to all determine who said what by. That's been the standard for as long as Mueller's been empowered. So I'm wondering tonight if CNN and MSNBC actually owe an apology to their viewers. Because today, their viewers were disillusioned, dismayed, maybe even depressed. Should they file a class action lawsuit against the networks? Because these guys seldom, and MSNBC almost never, had anybody on that didn't spin the narrative that the president was going down and he was going to be arrested and this was going to be the worst thing ever. I'm dying to see what Saturday Night Live has to say tonight, to be candid with you. Everything at NBC, should they file a class action lawsuit against NBC and CNN for their biased, one-sided reporting? For 2 years, didn't have a dissenting voice on there saying anything about how, you know, it's possible that Trump didn't do this. And, of course, those of us that were watching the details as they would emerge day to day and what we could figure out and decipher, we always said from the beginning there wasn't anything here. You had Peter Strzok saying back in when the investigation was handed from the FBI to the special counsel in his text to his illicit girlfriend, Lisa Page, at the time. There's nothing here. There's no collusion here. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. There's one other reason why I'm interested in this conversation tonight. This is a conversation that has paralyzed our nation. This is a conversation that one side of the political aisle sought to implement almost exclusively for the purpose of overturning an election that was lawfully and overwhelmingly won by the victor. You've had family members stop speaking to other family members because of this Russia story. You've had marriages break up because people in a marriage didn't agree with their spouse, and they just felt like there was too much tension and pressure around this story to be able to mind itself. So what do you think should be the responses? Should there be apologies by the TV networks that didn't ever tell the president's side of the story? I will say this. I was asked to comment on Russia several times on Fox News over the last couple of years. Every time I was asked to comment, there was a Democrat sitting right next to me that had the opposite viewpoint, and he was asked, or she was asked, to comment as well. You didn't get that on CNN. You didn't get it on MSNBC. Is that malfeasance? Is that journalism malfeasance? We are going to talk with journalist Michael Tracy in the second hour, we hope, we believe. And he's written a lot about this, but I'm curious what you think. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Coming right back live from New York.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
62641.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thanking you for being here. Thank you to those of you watching on Biz TV, Coast to Coast, and watching online. Our live stream is on Periscope and Twitter. We are also on Facebook. I've taken that feed and put it over on the Facebook page, so you can watch us all over tonight. Facebook.com/KMC01. Twitter is at KMC Radio. Periscope is at KMC Radio, and of course, then the other places, Biz TV is on their TV channels across the country, and we're on some 300 great radio stations, including a big blowtorch right down the Jersey Shore here. WPG in Atlantic City. We'll go to that market in just a second. But I want to go to Warren, Missouri, line three. Warren is calling from somewhere in Missouri, and he disagrees with me. And as I promise, if you disagree, I put you on first. Warren, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. Thank you.
Sure.
Yes, I wanted to make a couple of points. You know, we paid $25 million for an investigation. I think that we should be able to see the entire report. If it clears him, if it clears everybody, we have a right to know.
I thought you disagreed with me.
Clear everyone.
I thought you disagreed with me.
Well, I do disagree with you.
What do you disagree with me on? I said we should see the report, and the president said we should see the entire report. What are you disagreeing on?
Okay, what he says and what happens are going to be completely different.
What?
Now, the report has been...
Warren, stop. Stop. I've got to stop you there.
Hours.
You have to stop, Warren. I have to ask you a follow-up, because how can you say that he's going to say, I want to make the entire report public, and then now you say that he's not going to do what he went out publicly and said that he wants to do? Like, how do you know what's in his head?
He hired 17 lawyers to argue executive privilege.
No, he didn't.
17 lawyers.
Warren, what are you smoking? Are you an MSNBC viewer? Listen, he hired two lawyers, Giuliani and Seculo. I know both of them. There's two of them. That's all.
17 lawyers.
There's two lawyers.
17.
Yeah, you're wrong. All right. You're not interested in facts. That's good. They have staffs and stuff. There's two lawyers of record. It's Jay Sekulow and Rudy Giuliani. And neither one of them have even asked to see the report before it gets made public. That's how confident they are. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Ocean City, New Jersey, 104.1. That is WPG down there. Thank you for being here, Bill. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. The last guy just proves it. They're totally irrational. They want to bring our government down.
Bill, here's the thing. You got to understand this, Bill. You're totally right. Like, the guy doesn't. Like, no, any, like, what was he talking about?
Yeah. Well, forget him. Think about the whole Democratic Party and the whole national media. All they're interested in is having their way. They're going to take their football home. They're not going to cooperate in any way. Thinking about getting on and do legislation and all that, that's a bunch of crap. They're going to bring our government down. That's their aim. They're going to make our Constitution not work, our whole form of government not work, and they're going to replace it by just destroying what's here.
Well, you know what's funny about that, Bill, and I really appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for calling. Thank you so much. What's interesting about this is that, so you just had an example of Warren from Missouri, who, I don't know, he seems to honestly believe the things he believes, but they're factually wrong. And here's the thing. You've got Beto O'Rourke, you've got Bernie Sanders, you've got a bunch of people out on the campaign trail today giving speeches saying things like, and I want President Trump to make the whole report public, and he should not get a pass on this. Now, first of all, lawfully, he has no obligation to make anything public. That's the way the law works. He's the executive. The DOJ reports to the executive branch, all of this. But aside from that, he said publicly last week, I think the nation will want to see this. So I'm going to be in favor, unless, you know, the attorney general in some way convinces him that there's such national security issues or something else that's in there. And you know why he's going to make it? Warren is so convinced. The kid from Missouri that was just on here, he's so convinced that he's not going to do the right thing, probably just like he was convinced, like John Brennan had brainwashed him, that all the Trump family were going to get indicted this week. This is not a rational conversation, and it's destroying our country. Because people, they feed off the information, much of it inaccurate, on MSNBC and CNN for the last 2 years, without any pause to even say, what does the other side say? Every segment I've done on Fox over the last 2 years about Russia collusion, there was always a Democrat sitting in the chair next to me. We always had equal time. We're given the same number of opportunities to answer the questions. crazy. Line one, Chris in Portland. Welcome. You're up next with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. Well, my name's Chris. I'm from Portland, Oregon. But all of the town seems to be mad at me and calls me a terrorist.
For what?
Whatever, a cyber terrorist.
Why?
Because I don't know. I have no idea.
How does this relate to the Mueller report?
Well, because they refer to me as infrastructure or as energy crisis.
You're boring me on the stuff your town is saying about you. What do you think about the Mueller report? I don't think he had an actual opinion about the actual Mueller report. I don't know what else. Maybe Jack Daniels was sitting there with him, minding the store. Not sure. Anyway, all right, 888-340-3373. We've got plenty of phone lines open. Again, if you disagree, you get to come first. See, I kept my promise with Warren. It said clearly on the screen. He disagrees with you, strongly disagrees with you, was what was typed on the screen. I'm asking the country for your perspective on this tonight. If we have something develop where Mr. Barr makes his top-line conclusions available, and there was speculation that he was going to today, we will bring you what he says. If we can, we'll bring you the live feed. If we can't do that, we'll give you the summary of it as it goes along. Also, I'm going to let you hear in Beto O'Rourke's own language, his own tongue, his own voice, before the night's over, him saying today, after the Mueller report said yesterday, no more indictments, no more arrests, no more trials. Who we've indicted, that's who we've indicted. Today, Beto O'Rourke, to a campaign crowd in South Carolina, said, I believe that he totally colluded with people. Democrats have lost their minds. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It is an interesting breaking news weekend. The Mueller report was dropped off yesterday. Bob Mueller's already packed up his office and gone home. He doesn't even have an office anymore. He's done. He's so done. And now the big wait and see for the details of what's inside. But from what we know of what he said yesterday, if he was telling the truth, and I have no reason to believe that Bob Mueller wasn't, is that they've indicted everybody they're going to indict. There are no more criminal accusations that will be made. And now you have the Democrats doing two things. You have some that are doing everything they can to try to accuse the Attorney General and the President of not being willing to release the transcript or the or to make it public, which if the President wants it public, it's going to be public. And I think that only the only thing they would even redact would be things that may imply, you know, national security threats of some sort that you can't. We there's a lot of things that we don't have public about, you know, where planes fly and what personnel and so forth. Like that's. But can we all at least agree that that stuff is okay if it doesn't become public? All we need to know is who talked to who when and who got this interview and what did that interview refine and all. Like, I just want the facts. That's all I care about. But if you want to have every single last jot and tittle made public, I think that the president is probably leaning that direction with you. So, again, I don't know where he and Warren were in disagreement, except that Warren was just so full of, like, he was just ready to, like, kill somebody. You're like, dude, hold on. President's on your side. He's for making it public, too. Let's go to Shenny in Hollywood tonight, watching, I guess, on Biz TV. Shenny, are you there?
Yes, Kevin. How are you?
I'm well. Do you watch us on TV or do you listen to us on radio? Which do you do?
I watch you on TV, on Biz TV, every Saturday.
Yeah, all right. And for people that are in L.A., that's what, channel 8.3?
8.4.
Okay, I was off by one.
Uh-huh.
I don't live there, so it's pretty good. All right, so...
I know.
So what's your thought about this?
I hear it all the time. But, well, what I want to say is that they have nothing to prove. They have nothing that to show. It's a waste of the taxpayers' money. They are never going to tell the people how much it costs. They don't want to pay $5 million or whatever for a wall, but yet they spend millions on the Mueller investigation. They don't want to tell people that these are Clinton's lawyers. So I think I never thought the president had anything to do with Russia. If they had something to do, they would have waved it in the air. Mr. Potato Head Schiff, he would have waved it in the air and just said, look what we got. We have proof. They have nothing. And the people indicted and the people that are going to jail and the ones that he shipped to New York because the president cannot pardon anybody there, they don't have anything to do with Russia.
Yeah.
That is for tax. It's for
us. No, it's all, yeah, you're right. It's 100% old business stuff that they're looking into. And there's not even any implication that they're going to be found guilty of those things. It's just that they're just looking into it. All right, Kevin McCullough, we're coming back. Hour two is coming up next. Stay with us.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get an additional $500.